Was the best. He still is the best. He'll always be the best. There's nobody like Bill O'Reilly, folks. BillO'Reilly.com is the only place to get real news. Only place. Rest is all fake. His interviews, his columns, his shows every night are tremendous. The Killing series continues to, oh yes, kill it. Now he announced this week altogether that he's taking Donald Trump on the road. They're doing like, they're going to hit a bunch of cities starting in Fort Lauderdale and Houston come December. He wrote that great book about Donald Trump a couple of years ago. And now the former president and Bill O'Reilly together, by the way, I won 2 tickets to Fort Lauderdale. So here he is. Without any further ado, he's also a star on this station 9 o'clock every night. The best in the business, the great Bill O'Reilly. Good morning, Bill.
I don't know what to say. You know, I'm humbled by the introduction. It was almost like the MyPillow guy that Bernie does, you know.
Yeah.
I was almost in tears. I have ordered 18 pillows.
Please.
off that commercial.
That's funny.
Well, you should. Tell us about the Donald Trump tour,
yeah.
Bill.
All right, so I was watching the inauguration of President Biden, and I had my notepad and, you know, preparing to analyze it. And then thought popped into my mind. I don't know anything that happened inside the White House in the past 4 years as far as policy is concerned. I don't. Because if you look back on the reporting, there was none. It was, we love Trump or we hate Trump. We hate him. Everything he does is evil. But where's the facts? How did the vaccine get developed in 7 months? How exactly did that happen? That's a miracle. Saved millions of lives. How did it happen? Putin. Does Putin speak English when he's on the phone with Putin? How does that go?
I like that.
Yeah, look. There's no history on the record about Donald Trump's presidency. None. So, being a simple man, I say, what would be the best way to get some history? Maybe talking to him. All right?
Wow.
Now, I think I'm uniquely qualified to do this. If you Google Trump O'Reilly interviews, you'll see 20 of them, and they're no cupcakes.
Nope.
And I got as much out of him as anybody ever has. So then I decided to bring this thought to Mr. Trump himself. And it took me more than 2 months to convince him to do it because I said, it's not a rally. We're not wearing any hats. We're not doing any of that. It's just the facts. And then I held up a picture of Jack Webb Dragnet. Remember Jack?
Yes, I do.
This is Jack, but it's really me.
It's funny.
Just the facts.
Right.
And he agreed to do 4 shows.
Wow.
And if he doesn't punch me in the mouth, he may do more.
Unbelievable. I've already gotten ticket requests everywhere, as if I can get tickets. You know, I said, call Bill O'Reilly, but being that we go to Met games together now and dinners and all that stuff, they think I've got a pretty good connection with you. So,
well, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Disabuse yourself.
So we do know Fort Lauderdale and Houston. You're not going to announce the other two for some time?
Yeah, no. I got them all for you.
What are they?
I got them all for my pals, Bernie and Sid.
All right.
December 11th. Sunrise, Florida, BB&T Center, that's Lauderdale, that's the Panther Arena. December 12th, next day, Orlando at the Amway Center.
Home of the Magic.
Orlando, Florida, that's right. The Magic.
Right.
Then the next weekend, Houston at the Toyota Center.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
And then Dallas at the American Airlines Center on December 19th.
Wow.
So these are huge venues. I don't know how the tickets will go. I mean, obviously, there's been, pretty good demand so far. If you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge member, you can get these tickets today. Today.
Today.
And
okay.
So you'll be in the second row. But for everybody else, it'll be Monday, Ticketmaster. And we're hoping that we rock the house.
Oh, you're going to. You're going to sell this thing out easily. By the way, were you in the house last night for the Islanders victory? You were.
I was in the house, and this is far beyond a hockey game, by the way. So I'm a longtime Islanders fan because I was raised 2 miles from the barn in Levittown, and I was there during the glory days. So a guy named John Ledecky bought the team a few years ago, and the guy is just a phenomenal team owner. I mean, everybody in the place knows him. He's a great guy. He's older and talks to everybody, whatever it may be. So I went to the game last night, And, you know, we have a lot of problems in New York now. And the state and the city have changed for the worse. And there's no doubt about that. Everybody knows that. But that spirit in that barn last night in the Long Island Coliseum, that's the essence of New York.
Wow.
Now, whether you like hockey or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, you had people there that were urging this team on. And the team, you could see the team on the ice respond to this. And it was all positive. There weren't any idiots chanting obscenities.
I love it.
I was standing there, and I was, you know, I'm a man of the people, but I can only pose for so many pictures, you know, so I have to kind of be on the fringe. But I like to be, I sat in the stadium. I didn't go into one of these boxes because
right.
I like to be down there with the folks. And it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
And so now they play Tampa. The Islanders go on to play Tampa. It's a really fun team to watch. There's no attitude. You know, we don't have any of this soap opera stuff. And then Bernie did you notice that Bernie turned us down for the Mets on Friday night? Bernie said,
listen,
I just can't hang with you two.
In all respect to Bernie, who is my best friend, my brother, my partner, I love him like my own blood. I could have told you that 10 minutes before you sent the email.
he's like Greta Garbo, but he's a guy. He's just not hanging.
I was
right. But Sid and I will be there Friday night for DeGrom at Citi Field, but you will not be able to get us. All right, we'll be in a secret location.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I like this.
Very exciting. So I'm looking forward to this in a big way tomorrow night, Bill. Thank you so much for the invite, and I can't wait to come. The Mets are in first place. Now, you're doing this thing with Trump. Is there any chance that a couple of years from now you'll do the same exact thing with Joe Biden?
I would love to do it with Joe Biden, but he would never do it because Biden, you know, what I'm really, and I'm studying Biden now, I'm watching everything, and I just posted a message on BillO'Reilly.com about the backlash that's coming against President Biden and Harris, the vice president, and it's coming, and I can feel it. And I list the things that why this backlash is, and it's going to be furious. And it's going to be the economy that drives it in the fall. This is going to come in the late part of this year, which is actually perfect timing for President Trump because he wants to run again. And whether he's going to be able to or not, that's up in the air. But he does want to. But when that backlash hits against the Biden administration, and it will, and now you guys have this on tape, all right, it will. It's coming. I can see it. And just read the message of the day, and you'll see specifically why I say that. Then the country is then going to be thrown into another direction, a better direction, in my opinion, because Joe Biden is not in charge. I mean, he's simply not. I mean, you saw the bugs attack the planes yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The bugs said, look, we don't want them going over there. The bugs said, no, we're going to attack the press plane, the Chiquitas.
The cicadas, yeah, it's right.
The cicadas, whatever it is, it was an act of God. God said, I've had enough.
Listen,
I'm getting the cicadas, the same bugs that got the pharaoh in Egypt, I'm putting them on the press plane. That's what happened.
You can listen to Bill O'Reilly expound on that later tonight on WABC at 9 o'clock. Also at BillO'Reilly.com, he'll be talking about that at 7 o'clock tonight. But Bill, you wrote a great column about Tom Hanks in history. I was intrigued by it. Please tell us about it.
All right, so Tom Hanks, History Guy, is the name of the column, again, posted on BillO'Reilly.com. So he writes an op-ed in the New York Times, of course, all right? And he says, look, when I was a kid, it was just white people teaching me history, and they didn't teach me about the Tulsa Massacre 100 years ago, and they just whitewashed, pardon the pun, the whole American history thing, and we're a much better country if we really know what happened here. He's right about that last sentence. All right, we are a better country if we know exactly what happened in the past. The thing that he leaves out, because he's a progressive guy, is that when you teach about Tulsa and the terrible things that happened in American history, you have to remember two things. Terrible things happened in every country because that's the human condition. That's number one. And number two, what happened in the past does not apply to today. So Tulsa, Oklahoma is a far different city now than it was 100 years ago. You've got to bring perspective. Thomas Jefferson was a brilliant man who today allows all of us our freedoms because of his brilliance. Yeah, he had slaves. He held slaves. But he was brought up in a country that permitted that. I like to think I would have been John Adams, John Quincy Adams, and said no. Right. I like to think that I would have done that. But I don't know. I don't know about the environment. But you don't decapitate Thomas Jefferson
right.
for this, and it was wrong. I mean, you don't justify it. But you say the greater good is served by understanding the full arc of your country. I'm going to say one more thing, and I want everybody listening to WABC to write this down. We are a noble country. Our blood and treasure, our ancestors, freed billions, with a capital B, of people all over the world. And to this day, billions of people remain free because of the United States of America. So you people who are denigrating this country are not only wrong, you're immoral.
I love it.
I love it. I tell you.
And by the way, bad job out of Joe Biden for not even acknowledging the 77th anniversary of D-Day.
He doesn't. Joe Biden doesn't know what day it is.
Yeah, but
the administration back 77 years.
But here's the irony.
Those handlers.
You mentioned Tom Hanks, and for folks that don't know this, and he won Academy Awards for Forrest Gump. He was brilliant in Philadelphia. Maybe his best role ever was his role in the movie Saving Private Ryan.
When, in fact,
he pulled up on the beaches of Normandy. So while he's talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma, his president left out World War II and that day, and that may have been Tom Hanks' greatest role.
Fought real Nazis.
Yeah. All right, but look, I don't think Hanks is a bad person, as many of them are in Hollywood. I mean, they're evil. I can give you names. But I don't think Hanks is in that category. What he doesn't understand is the totality of history. He doesn't understand that. And that's why I'm doing this Trump thing. Because the American people have never heard exactly what happened in those 4 years. Because the corrupt corporate media totally obscured that.
Yep.
By hating Trump.
Yep.
No doubt. So Bill O'Reilly says Tom Hanks serves as a useful idiot. You heard it right here, ladies.
No, idiot. No, maybe misguided.
Yes.
Right.
But I'm not going to call him an idiot.
No,
He provided the narration for my first movie, Killing Lincoln.
That's right.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes. And he's a great actor. And it all started alongside Peter Scolari on Bosom Buddies, which I know you love that show.
Well, you were in that. I saw you dressed up like a little Bo Peep in that program.
Well, is there anything you don't know? Anything you don't know, honestly?
You know, I don't know the mystery of McGurk.
Just a simple prior engagement. That's
funny.
Otherwise, I would have loved to attend.
Yeah, sure. I absolutely would have.
Go with that. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night at the Met game. Thank you for hopping on today. Brilliant as always. We love you. Thank you so much,
yes,
Bill.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Always fun. Thanks for having me.
Us too. Bill O'Reilly. Check him out on this show every Thursday at 8:40, 9 o'clock every weeknight here on WABC. And, of course, the best site for news anywhere, BillO'Reilly.com. Thursday edition of Bernie and Sid. We'll be right back.